This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide Him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide Him. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave of Allah and His messenger. We ask Allah to exalt His mention and grant Him peace into His family and His companions and all those who follow them until the last day. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah as He deserves you to have taqwa of Him, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul and created from it its mate. And from those two He sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by, and fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is true. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of things in this religion are the newly invented beliefs and practices. And all newly invented beliefs and practices are innovation, and all innovation is misguidance. And all misguidance is in the hellfire, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Allah azza wa jal told us in Surah Al-Hajj, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. The one who venerates and honors the symbols of Allah, the sha'air, those things that Islam is known by, those symbols that Allah has placed and made signs from this religion. The person who respects them and honors them and venerates them, this is from the taqwa of a person's heart. It is from your obedience to Allah. It is a part of your religion, and a part of your obedience to Allah, and a part of coming near to Allah, and a part of fearing Allah, that you honor the symbols of Islam, the sha'air. And from these sha'air is the sha'ira which Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in this same surah, in this following ayah. لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى ثُمَّ مَحِلُّهَا إِلَىٰ الْبَيْتِ الْعَتِيقِ وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا لِيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُوا وَبَشِّرِ الْمُخْبِتِينَ. These animals that are sacrificed for the sake of Allah, that the name of Allah is mentioned over them, those animals that are taken on the Hajj and those animals that are sacrificed in the cities and the countries around the world on the day of sacrifice, Yawmun Nahr. Allah Azza wa Jal said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray to your Lord and sacrifice. My brothers, do you not see how Allah joined between the salah, which is a major symbol of Islam, and sacrificing an animal with Allah's name, which is a major symbol of Islam. And these symbols of Islam, they show the oneness of Allah. They show the oneness of Allah. And that is why in the ayah in Surah Al-Hajj, after Allah mentioned the sacrificial animals, He said, فَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَلَهُ أَسْلِمُ. Your God is one God, so submit to Him in Islam. And likewise, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Say that my prayer and my sacrifice and my life and my death are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. No partner, He has no partner. This is what I have been commanded to do, and I am the first of the Muslims, the first one to submit to Allah. And that is why from the people of knowledge are those who said that the sacrifice for the one who has money is obligatory. And the majority of the ulama, they said it is sunnatul mu'akkada. It is a highly, highly recommended sunnah that should not be left by anybody who has the ability to do it. Of course, there are some people don't have the money at the moment. And those people, insha'Allah ta'ala, are excused. And in fact, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed his animal, he sacrificed it for Allah, and he mentioned that this intention of reward is for me and my family. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُضَحِّ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. And the one who wasn't able to sacrifice from my ummah. So there are some people who were not able to sacrifice. They couldn't manage it because they didn't have enough money. But for those people who have enough, it is a highly, highly emphasized sunnah that you sacrifice an animal with the name of Allah on the day of sacrifice, Yawmun Nahr, and the days which follow it, Ayyam al-Tashriq. In this khutbah, insha'Allah ta'ala, we're going to talk about some of the ahkam, the rulings and the regulations that relate to the udhiyah, the sacrificial animal. And when we're talking about the udhiyah, we're not talking here about the Hajj. Because the Hajj, we call it Al-Hadi. The animal that is sacrificed in Hajj, we call it Al-Hadi. The Udhiyah is the animal which is sacrificed in the place of the people who didn't go to Hajj. And the general ruling of it is that it is done in your city, in your place, in your city where you live. And there is no harm if you see that there is a great benefit in doing a sacrifice in another country because you saw that there is a big need for the poor people there, then there is no harm. But the sunnah is to do it in the city in which you live. And you have a choice between three animals or three types of animal. Al-ibil, camels. Al-baqar, cows and the likes of them, the similar animals like that, the cow and the similar, and the bull, the buffalo and so on. And al-ghanam, the sheep and similar animals like that, the ram and the goat and so on, the lamb and so on. These three types of animals, these are the three that are accepted for the udhiyah, for the sacrifice. And they should be free of any uyub. They should not have any flaws in them that are major flaws, like missing a leg, or missing an ear, or missing an eye, or they are sick, or they are not suited, or not, people would not like to eat from them. Because of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah is good and pure, and He only accepts what is good and pure. So there are two things from this. He only accepts what is done for Him. He doesn't accept what is done to show off, or what is done for somebody else. He only accepts what is done for Him. And He only accepts something which is good. The wealth which is good. The animal which is good. He doesn't accept something which is poor, or which is bad, or which is filthy, or which is haram. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. Pray to your Lord and sacrifice. And so from these animals we have also a choice. Now generally the ruling is that the sacrifice is on behalf of your household. That means if you are living in a house and you have your wife and your children, then that sacrifice that you do is on behalf of you and them. And some of the scholars, they mentioned even the people who passed away in your household recently or in the past, that the intention is also for them, for you, wa ali baytik, and the people from your family, the people from your household. So it's not the case that every person has to do it, like you and your wife and your child and your other child all have to do one. No, it is one sacrifice for the whole house. And there is no harm in doing more. And whatever you do which is more, then that is only more reward in the sight of Allah. In terms of what you sacrifice, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sacrificed a sham, and he sacrificed a sheep. And he also encouraged his companions that you can sacrifice, as we said, a camel or a cow. And he allowed them to share the camel in seven people, and he allowed them to share the cow in seven people, meaning seven houses. The ulama, the scholars of Islam, they said, the best thing you can sacrifice is the camel by yourself, then the cow by yourself, then the sheep by yourself, then a seventh of a camel, then a seventh of a cow. So the best thing you can sacrifice, if you are thinking, what do I have the money for, what can I do? The best is the camel, the second best by yourself. The second best is the cow by yourself. The next best is the sheep or the lamb or similar by yourself. The next best is a seventh of a camel. And a camel shared among seven people, you pay one over seven, the other seven houses, everyone pays together. The next best or the last option is seven people share the cow. What should we do with this meat? First of all, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he indicated for a person to be the first one to eat from the meat should be the one who arranged this sacrifice. So the first person to eat from the meat, it should be, if possible, it should be you. If you were the one who arranged for it, in this country you cannot do it with your own hand, But you arranged, you took the meat. The first person to eat from it should be you. Then you divide the meat into three. And this is a sunnah. So however you do it, it's okay. But the sunnah is to divide into three. One third is for yourself and your family. One third is for a gift. To give to maybe your neighbors, your friends. And one third is sadaqah for the people who are needy. And if you want to give it all in sadaqah, you can give it all. But the sunnah is you keep a third for yourself and your family. You keep a third for your giving as a gift to your friends and your neighbors. And you keep one third. And that third, you give it in sadaqah. As for the timing of the sacrifice, the timing of the sacrifice starts after Salatul Eid. Not after Shuruq, after Salatul Eid. After the Eid prayer and the khutbah. So nobody should be sacrificing before the Eid prayer. If the Eid prayer is 9 o'clock, after the Eid prayer. If the Eid prayer is 10 o'clock, after the Eid prayer. Wherever the person is. Wherever the person who is sacrificing, after the Eid prayer. And it continues the whole day of Eid and the night. And it continues for 3 days afterwards. Ayyam al-Tashriq. The 11th and 12th and 13th of Dhul Hijjah. The Ayyam al-Tashriq. And so in this time, if you cannot manage it sometime, especially with the situation at the moment, it's hard to get it done on Eid day. Maybe it will come one day after, maybe it will come 2 days after. Until the 13th of Dhul Hijjah, you have the time to perform the sacrifice. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We begin with the praise of Allah Azza wa Jal alone. We ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to his family and his companions. We're talking about the sha'air of Allah, the symbols. And one of the great symbols of this religion is the sacrifice Yawm al-Nahr on the day of Eid. And there are some more rulings that we want to talk about for this sacrifice in addition to what we spoke about earlier. From them are the way that the sacrifice should be performed. Of course, it has to be performed. If you cannot do it yourself, then you can entrust someone to do it. But you must make sure you're entrusting the right person. You are entrusting a Muslim, somebody who prays their prayers. You are entrusting someone who will sacrifice to Allah alone. Someone who will sharpen the knife. They will not make the knife blunt. They will not cause pain to the animal. They will not allow the other animals to see this animal being slaughtered. Because it causes them unnecessary distress. And the animals are all lined up and you one, two, three, four. It causes the other animals distress. Rather, they take one animal with the sharp knife and they mention the name of Allah, Bismillah. And they mention the name of Allah, Azza wa Jal. And there is a hadith for what the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned. And from this is that there is no harm in a person to say, that, oh Allah, this is on behalf of me and my family. There is no harm in a person to say, this is on behalf of me and my family. As the Prophet ﷺ said, Bismillah wallahu akbar. So he sacrificed, he said, Bismillah wallahu akbar. Allahumma hadha anni wa amman lam yudahhi min ummati. He said this. So there is no harm for a person to say Bismillah wallahu akbar. Allahumma hadha anni wa an ahli bayti. Oh Allah, this is from me and from my family. And if they don't say it, it's okay. They don't have to mention the name over the person if they don't want to. But there is no harm in it here. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, Wallahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. Allahumma hadha anni wa amman lam yudahhi min ummati. This is on behalf of me and on behalf of the people who didn't sacrifice from my ummah. As for us, it's for us and for our family, or for whoever you intended to give it on behalf of. And if you don't mention these words and you just have the niyyah, then this is sufficient. From the rulings that we wanted to mention is the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding the person who wants to perform the sacrifice. The person who has an intention to perform the sacrifice, that this person is not to take from مَنْ أَرَادَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يُضَحِّيَ فَلَا يَأْخُذْ مِنْ شَعْرِهِ وَأَظْفَارِهِ. Whoever among you wants to do a sacrifice, don't take anything from your fingernails or toenails or anything from your hair. And that includes all of your hair, whether it is the hair of the body or the face or the head. You don't cut your hair at all. You don't shave the mustache, for example. You don't take the hair from under the arms, for example. You don't cut the hair on your head. From the time that you intended, from the first of Dhul Hijjah. And it may well be that the first of Dhul Hijjah, it could possibly be tomorrow. And we will wait for the announcement about that, when they will look for the moon and they will announce whether what day the first of Dhul Hijjah is. But really you should prepare that today is the last day that you cut your hair or your nails, until the sacrifice is completed. Until the sacrifice is completed. What about someone who they are here today and they are not intending? They said, well, I don't have any money. And then on the 5th of Dhul Hijjah, Allah Azza wa Jal blesses them with some rizq, extra money, and they say, okay, alhamdulillah, now I can do the udhiyah. So this person, from that time, from as soon as they have the niyyah, they don't cut from their hair and they don't take from their nails. And this includes if you are telling someone else to do the sacrifice, if you are the one paying for it, this is enough. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, man arada minkum. He didn't say, man yudahhi minkum. He said, man arada minkum. The one who has the niyyah to do it. The one who has the desire to do it. So if you are paying someone, it's not just them, it's you as well, that doesn't take from your nails and from your hair. And as we said, today you should count it as most likely the last day to trim your hair and your nails. So wallahi, we see this to be something that a lot of people became forgetful about it. A lot of people didn't give it enough attention. A lot of people didn't even think about how they are going to do it and what they are going to do. So have a think about it. If you have enough money to pay for this sacrifice, then consider the importance of it in Islam. That some of the scholars, they said it is wajib, to the point that there are some ahadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about the one that has money and he doesn't do a sacrifice, don't come and pray in the musalla. Don't come and pray in the musalla. So the matter is not easy. Some of the scholars, they said sunnah mu'akkada, but the matter is not, should not be taken lightly. We should take it to be something serious. Because of this hadith, من وجد ساعة فلم يضحي فلا يقربن مصلانا. Whoever has money and they don't sacrifice, don't come and pray in our musalla. It's an important thing to remember. And I want to remind the brothers as well before we conclude the khutbah today with the last point, that as the 10 days of the Hijjah start, please remember, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام العشر. قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع منهما بشيء أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. There are no days in which the good deeds are more beloved to Allah than these 10 days. They said, not even jihad, O Messenger of Allah. He said, not even jihad, except a man who leaves the house with his life and his wealth and he doesn't come back with any of them. So it is a big opportunity for us to take advantage of these 10 days and to make an intention for the sacrifice. And as we said, if you find that you believe it will be more beneficial for you and you think it's very important for you to do the sacrifice in another place, then there is no harm in this. But remember, the sunnah is to do it where you are. And for those who can do more than one, they can also arrange for that other to be somewhere else in another place, another country or another city, if they see there is a benefit for the people in that, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best. ثم صلوا وسلموا رعاكم الله على محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم فقال قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها سرها وعلانيتها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا عبيدك بنو عبيدك بنو إمائك نواصينا بيدك ماض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاؤك نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في العلم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وذهاب أحزاننا وجلاء همومنا وغمومنا اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وأطراف النهار على الوجه الذي يرضيك عنا اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقيموا الصلاة